Actually, you know what? I talk about, you know, the World Cup there earlier on. And of course, tonight, the road to World Cup glory continues with a blockbuster semi-final between France and Spain. And of course, then the second one will be England and Argentina. But they really have cursed themselves, I think, because in one of the English newspapers this morning, they're saying that Keir Starmer's last official duties before he leaves as Prime Minister. And they gave a kind of a timeline as to what that is. It involves him going to America for the England game against Argentina, staying on in America then for the final, being there for the trophy presentation to England, and then flying home. I mean, it's like as if they're, well, it's not like as if they are saying, they are saying that England will win the World Cup, and this is the itinerary for the Prime Minister before he leaves office. He will stay until the Jules Rimet trophy is given to England. So good luck to them with regards to that one. But anyway, you know, ahead of the big kickoffs for the semi-finals, there's a big football camp happening at the farm in Bishopstown, Cork City's football camp at the farm. And the next generation of footballer stars are out there, and they're kicking balls and they're learning all sorts of tricks and drills and what have you. And you can be damn sure with the World Cup amongst us and down to the semi-final at this stage that they are a very opinionated bunch, I can tell you. So Seamus went out to have an old kick around with them, to ask them about tonight's game, France or Spain, and who they believe will lift the World Cup trophy when it's all over. Here's what they have to say on the matter.
Over here, and Seamus will ask you a few questions. Come in here, boys. Come on.
I know what he's going to ask.
What's he
going to
ask?
What am I going to ask?
Who would win the World Cup?
Well, that might be one of them. And who do you think is going to win the World Cup? It's going to be Spain, Argentina.
Argentina's going to win because, like, FIFA rigs everything. Like,
you think it's all a fix?
Yeah, it's like just do it again. Repeat of last time, and then Argentina wins this time. And then the 2030 World Cup will be actually good.
Yeah, that'll be back in Europe, won't it?
Yeah,
Europe. So you've got Spain and Portugal.
Yeah, Spain and Portugal.
France and Spain are meeting tomorrow night.
I think they're going to play like a really well game, going to penalties and all that, I think.
I think it's going to go to extra time. My prediction is going to be France.
Spain wants France.
Spain is going to beat France. You've got a vested interest in that, though, aren't you? I hear you're from Spain yourself, and you come over here to do the soccer camps on the summer, is it?
Yes.
And what's your prediction for the match? So against France, Spain beat France by how much?
2-2, and Spain wins for the penalties.
No, I think not.
No, you don't agree.
Say France, nah. France.
And why do you say France?
They just have decent players.
And who's going to win the World Cup outright then?
Spain.
Oh God, I caused trouble here.
Argentina. Spain.
Nah, Spain. No, France.
France. I think
Argentina's going to win. I'd say England will be Argentina 2-1 in the semis.
They stay eliminated like 20 countries.
What team were you supporting all along, considering Ireland weren't in it?
Spain.
Canada.
Portugal.
Scotland.
Canada.
Not Cape Verde, no?
Cape Verde, they're my second favourite team.
Who's your favourite footballer?
Messi.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah, I suppose Ronaldo.
Why is that? Because of the hairstyle, is it?
No, he's probably the best player in the world.
Is he?
Yeah.
And would you like to follow in his footsteps when you're older?
Yeah.
I think Messi.
You think Messi?
Yeah, Messi's the GOAT.
So you reckon France or Spain for the final?
Yeah.
We have a guy over here now, he's telling me that it's going to be Argentina because the whole thing is rigged.
That's my
little brother. It has to be.
He really wants Argentina to win. He believes it's in spirits.
I don't care who wins, I just don't want England.
No, okay. I don't want England.
Why not England?
England
will do it. Not England or Argentina.
England will do it. I'd like them to win, but they're just going to brag about it for the next 20 years.
Longer than that, boy.
I'm going to be doing that till they win
the next
one. They'll
write it down in the history books.